Has anyone ever felt that you're on the outside, looking in? Maybe you're not in the so-called in-group at school, or you're not in the inner circle at work, maybe not part of the management team. You're not always the one that gets picked. I think one of the most painful experiences in life is the pain of feeling unwanted, not loved, rejected. Now, if you've ever felt like that, you're in exactly the right place today, because as we continue the series of Impossible Until It Happens, speaking about that life-changing power of God that happens in our lives, we call it miracles, some people want to call it that, impossible that happens. As we're going to speak about that today, we're going to speak about a different kind of miracle. The miracle of God changing the life of someone on the outside looking in. And to help us with that, we're going to go to the well-known story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19. And can I just warn you again right from the start, familiarity breeds contempt. So you think, yeah, I know the story off by heart and I know it so well. Please don't do that. Listen with new ears and a new heart to an old story, and hopefully it says something new to you as it speaks of the impossible becoming possible with God. So the story starts in Luke chapter 19, verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. Let me just stop there for a second and explain this, because Luke kind of gives us all the words and wants us to read every word carefully. So what we have here, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. The next bit we'll read is the big story where he gets on the donkey and goes into Jerusalem. So he's on his way to Jerusalem from Galilee. But in those days, if you traveled from Galilee to get to Judea, you had to go through Samaria. They didn't go through Samaria. From Galilee, they would cross the Jordan River, go to the east side, come down to a place called Bethany beyond the Jordan. And there they would cross the Jordan back into Judea. And usually that would take them to Jericho, which was kind of the transitional city. Everyone went through Jericho. So this is what we find. Jesus has come from Galilee. He's crossed the river. Now he's going through Jericho. But as always, there's a crowd that gathers around Jesus because they're waiting for something to happen. Maybe a good sermon, but most of them for the spectacle. Hopefully, he'll change water into wine, or maybe he'll heal someone or do something spectacular like that. But then we read. There was a man there by the name of Zacchaeus, and he was a chief tax collector, and he was wealthy. Let me explain a few of these words to you again, because again, we need to get the story to understand what's coming a little later. So he tells us about Zacchaeus, and he says, Zacchaeus is a tax collector. Do you remember what I told you about tax collectors? They were the most hated people in their cities and in their towns, because not only did they work for the Roman government and collect taxes on their behalf, what they did is they add their tax upon that tax. And then there was the chief tax collector. He added his own taxes upon that. So these folks just added more and more and more on these poor people, and people had no other way but to pay these tax collectors. So they despised them. Remember I told you, even the kids were taught to spit at them as a way of showing that we despise you. That's how hated they were. So here we have a man called Zacchaeus, who was on the outside looking in. As wealthy as he was and everything that he had, he was on the outside and he was looking in. And then we read verse 3. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. So Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus. And he does two things that I want you to notice that are really strange, that Luke tells us. He wants to see Jesus, but he's short, so he can't see over the people. So the best thing to do would be for him to say, folks, excuse me, I'm short. Could I just scoot past and stand in the front because all of you are taller than me. I'm not going to stop anyone from seeing anything, and you can see over me. The problem is Zacchaeus, the tax collector, the main tax collector. They don't like him. They despise him. They don't want him anywhere close to them. They said, get out of the way. So what does the Zacchaeus do? He does two things that a grown-up man in those days would never do. He runs. Remember I told you this in the story of the prodigal son. A grown-up man would never run in those days because it was humiliating and undignified. Because if you ran, you had to pull up your cloak and pull it up over your knees. And by showing your knees and your legs, that was the most humiliating, undignified thing that you could ever do. And running at that, no one did that. And someone in his position would never do that. Second thing he does, he goes ahead and then he climbs into a sycamore tree. No dignified person, let alone a grown male, would ever be caught climbing into a tree. He does two very humiliating things, undignified, because he wants to see Jesus. But once he's up in the tree, he's kind of stuck there, right? Because on the one hand, this is the only place where he'll be able to see Jesus and maybe hope for a miracle and see the miracle. But once he's up in the tree, he's stuck in the tree and he has to hide behind those leaves of the sycamore tree. Because if the people saw him in that tree, can you imagine the humiliation and imagine the laughter that would come from finding Zacchaeus climbing up the tree? So here he is, wanting to see Jesus, but hiding in a tree not to be seen by the people. Somehow, my friends, it kind of feels to me that often in our own lives, this is exactly the way it goes with us. We need God's miracle in our lives, and we need God to help us fix these things that are messed up, but we are so terrified that somehow the truth will come out, and people will see that, and people will hear that, and people will know that, so we continue hiding, running, denying, stuck in the tree, stuck between a crowd and a tree, nowhere to go. But now look what happens. Verse 5. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and he said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Zacchaeus wants to hide. But what does Jesus do? Jesus immediately again sees the one who needs the miracle in their life. And Jesus says, come on down, Zacchaeus, stop hiding. I want to spend some time with you. I want to hang out with you. That's kind of what the Greek word says. Come on, Zacchaeus, I want to hang out with you. Let's go have a meal. Notice again, as I showed you last week, notice clearly that Jesus doesn't stand there and say, caught you out, Zacchaeus. Look at you. You're a horrible person. Look at the mess you've made of your life. Look how horrible your life has turned out. You're such a bad person. And yeah, we're all going to laugh at you because you're stuck up in that tree, Zacchaeus. No. Jesus says, Zacchaeus, that's not the place for you. Come on down. I want to spend time with you. Take me to your home. And can we have a meal there, please? Remember, if you had a meal with people in those days, it meant that you break bread. And that said, I will treat you as family, and I make a covenant with you to love you, to care for you. So somehow with Jesus saying, Zacchaeus, take me home. I want to spend time with you. He's actually saying to him, I know you, Zacchaeus. I know everything about you, Zacchaeus. But yet, I love you, and I accept you just the way you are. Impossible? until it happens, right? Because you see, my friends, that's the miracle we're talking about today. It's called the miracle of grace. It's that invitation to stop hiding, to stop running away, to stop getting in the tree, and to come stand in front of God's throne of grace. And as you stand before the throne of grace, to receive the love and the grace of Jesus. Because he loves you just the way you are. He doesn't love you more because you go to church or less because you don't. He doesn't love you more because you supposedly do the right things or less because you supposedly don't. Jesus loves you just as you are. And you're saying to me, it's as easy as that, Aubrey. And I'm saying to you, yes. All Jesus wants is a moment to spend time with you so that he can start working in your life and start changing you from the inside out. But yes, hold on a second, I'm getting there. There is a little something that happens. But let me just show you something of how the world thinks. Because these people, when they see Jesus and Zacchaeus, this is what they say. All the people saw this, verse 7, and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner?" Because you see, for them, in their world, grace works this way. You get what you earn, and you deserve what you get. But Jesus doesn't save us by good bookkeeping. Good, oh, bad, bad. Oh, bad, 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 bad. Oh, maybe a little good, maybe. Oh, bad. Jesus saves us by grace. And by grace alone. It is a gift from God, which is a pure gift from God that I cannot do anything, but that I can receive and receive only. For you see, my friends, the greatest miracle that Jesus did is not changing water into wine or multiplying bread or even raising the dead. The greatest miracle that Jesus ever did was stepping into my mess, bearing my burdens, taking on my sin. The judgment that I deserved, the ridicule that I deserved, he took that to the cross. And there on the cross, as he bled and died for me, he washed all of that. And he cleansed all of that. And he took away that IOU that stood against me and against God and that kept us away. And he washed that clean by grace. Because that's why God sent Jesus to die for me through grace. For that is how grace works. But here's the thing about grace. Grace finds me as I am, accepts me as I am, loves me as I am. But grace never leaves me the way I am. Verse 8. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount." Grace finds me, accepts me, loves me as I am, but it doesn't leave me as I am. His whole world is turned upside down. No, right side up. His life has changed from the inside out. He's found a new way of living. He's found a new acceptance. For that's what grace does. It doesn't just work on the outside. It's on the inside. That's why Jesus says, "Get out of the tree. Can I just spend some time with you. Take me into your house and let me spend time there. Because when he starts spending time in my house and he moves from room to room to room to room, slowly but surely, grace does the miracle. And the impossible happens. And I'm changed from the inside out. For that's what grace does. That's why we read in the end, "For the Son of Man," verse 10, "has come to seek and to save those who are lost." It's time, my friends, to get out of the tree and receive the greatest miracle, the miracle of grace. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, so often we pray for huge miracles and we wonder about water in wine and bread multiplied and all these things. And yet the greatest miracle is there waiting, just waiting for us to get out of the tree, to stop hiding, to stop running, to stop denying, and to say, "Here I am, Lord, just as I am. This is how I come. And I want to stand before that throne of grace, not because of what I've done or what I deserve or who I am, but because of who you are and what you've done and what you can make of my life. I want to stop hiding and running. I want to stand before the showers of your grace, which is given freely, but that changes me completely. So here we are, Lord. Thank you that we may experience a moment of the impossible until it happens, because you do the miracle of grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.